The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 268, Bridge the Gap.
Do you really think these are target designations?
I don't know. The red X kind of gives it away for me.
I want to find as much of this map as I can. The X's may just mark the location of bridges that are important, maybe for transportation. It's possible they might be interested in blocking traffic for some event.
Or just blow them up.
There are 7 major crossings over the Potomac and 6 over the Anacostia. Maybe they're highlighting the important ones.
For what reason, though?
Like Nelson said, maybe to blow up.
Speaking of blowing up, why blow up the dry cleaners? We know it was arson and not an accident.
If it was to destroy this map, they didn't do a very good job.
I can think of better ways to do that. The owners are on vacation. They could just break in.
Speaking of the owners, any word on when they get back?
They are supposed to be flying in tomorrow. I'll have them brought in for questioning.
Questioning? You think they had a part in destroying their business?
We don't know what these maps fragments mean. But if they are targets, then why were they sent to them?
That's true. Hopefully they can shed some light on the whole situation.
I'm going back up to the office. If you find anything new, give me a holler.
Will do. I was hoping he wouldn't make that connection right away.
He's too smart of a cop not to.
We'll need to get to them before he does. If they're connected to Rage, we need to find out how. I've also been thinking on that postmark.
Queens?
Our friend Louis. Even though he's in prison, he may still have some sort of control there. I could reach out to Detective Jocko and see if he has any ideas.
It's worth a shot. This could have even been sent before his capture. We couldn't recover a full date on the postmark, so it might have been sent before he was arrested.
I need to bring Holiday up to speed.
All right, I'm going to get back up and make some calls on the circuit board. See if I can get anything new.
Sounds good.
Director Holiday.
Director, Kate Hawk.
Kate, how goes the investigation?
I wanted to bring you up to date on what we have.
Great, let's hear it.
We've been sifting through the debris and found fragments of a map that came in an envelope postmarked Queens, New York.
A map? What kind of map?
A map of Washington, D.C.
Well, that's extremely peculiar. Why send a physical map when a digital one would be so much easier?
So much easier is the key. It would be so much easier to trace. Snail mail is much more secure. The disturbing part is that a couple of the fragments show bridges over the Potomac with X's on them.
Well, that moves it from peculiar to disturbing. Do you think we're looking at targets?
Destroying a couple of bridges would be very inconvenient, but not devastating to the point of shutting down the government. After all, there are at least 13 main bridges going to D.C.
I see your point. It would be much more effective to launch a cyber attack to disrupt the government rather than take out a couple of bridges.
That's what we're thinking. Also, Nelson has narrowed down the possibilities for what that circuit board was used for. It's a part of a radio transmitter.
Now that I find quite interesting. That means there was most likely a remote detonator for the secondary explosion. I also find it interesting that the second explosion wasn't triggered by the first.
Nelson said that the secondary bomb was shielded from the first. We're confident that the first was either to get rid of evidence or it was designed to bring our department into the investigation.
So that the second one could take care of business.
Except that the second one was on a timer, allowing Nelson and the crew to get out in time. If it was designed to take us out, there wouldn't have been a timer. We think Rage was just sending us a message.
And that message would be?
They're saying, we're in control.
Get up.
Oh, why? Is it time for the entertainment? Maybe a little magic show where you can make yourself disappear.
No, but I'm sure I can make you disappear.
Yeah, I bet you could.
So how does it feel to be visited in the brig? Does it bring you great joy like it did me?
Now I see what the entertainment is. It's not a magic show. It's stand-up comedy.
Really? I like a good joke now and then.
Yeah, you are a good joke.
Move, or I swear you won't be laughing.
Where are we going? I got a lot of reading to catch up on. Plus, me favourite soap opera comes on at 3. You know, Home and Away. Seriously, where are we going?
I wish it were somewhere where I couldn't hear you.
You can certainly take me back to the bar. First round's on me.
Just keep walking, and please, stop talking.
I'm surprised you can walk and talk at the same time. Throw in being able to chew gum and I'll be genuinely impressed.
Unless you want to taste the business end of this laser, I suggest you be a good boy and follow orders.
You wouldn't shoot me with me own pistol, would you?
Try me.
Oh, that's all right. I'll take your word for it.
I trust you had an enjoyable nap.
Bloody oath.
We have a few stores to move, just in case we're here for several sleep cycles.
Well then, we won't have to move anything, because me team will be here soon and we'll all be on our way back to Boulder Bar.
You seem quite confident of that.
And you seem to be overly confident that you'll ever get out of here. You do realise, I hope, that as soon as a ship lands here, the mercury will be all over it, and the lights will be out for you two.
They can't attack what they can't see. We'll be gone before the mercury can warm up its core engines.
What you don't realize is that Titan IV has several moons.
I've seen them.
And there are several solar eclipses every revolution cycle.
And the next one will occur right before this next sleep cycle. If our rescue doesn't occur by then, it will require us to hide until the next eclipse.
Which will occur in 2 sleep cycles. Unfortunately, it will be over 30 sleep cycles before it happens again.
And so we're moving all of these supplies just so the obvious thing can happen.
Which is?
You're gonna be eating a lot of dehydrated foods.
Grab this box and start walking.
Crikey, sport. This box is heavy.
I'm carrying 2. It just goes to show what a weak race you humans are.
No, it just goes to show what Neanderthals you guys are. We could use a wheelbarrow and carry twice as much.
Stop complaining. We have a deadline to meet, so I advise you to work with haste.
Haste? Is that your name, big fella? I was wondering why they just call you Guard.
Please, let me do it now.
Patience, Guard. We need him for now.
You heard him, Haste. You need me. You know, if you were to turn yourselves in, I'd put in a good word for you two. I might be able to get you a cell with a nice view.
The view that we are planning will be panoramic. Now hurry, we must make preparations for the first eclipse.
How's your room?
Better than BEQs or government housing. I feel like a VIP.
Well, in a sense, we are.
Who's picking up the tab for this meal?
Part of our per diem. It covers hotel room, meals, and car rental. Plus, it gives us a daily allowance.
I was wondering where my tax dollars were going.
Normally, that would be the case. But the IDF put everything on this debit card. Uncle Sam won't know a thing about it. Just remember to play the part. We work for the Army, and we're here as CID field agents.
Well, I am prior service, so I know how to play the game. Plus, I worked with them on my parents' case.
That's good. Just keep it professional.
What about weapons?
This isn't a TV show. We don't always carry weapons.
I have to laugh at some of these shows. I was watching one where agents were monitoring a car chase from DC that was in upstate New York. Agents were chasing a car with a hostage in the trunk.
Ah, yes. I know which show you're talking about. The car was headed for a lake, and a hostage was in the trunk. The agents said they're going to need help. Let's go!
Yes, and the car turns down a dirt road, and here they come, in from a side road, and stop the car. What's crazy is that it's about a 6-hour drive for them to do that.
It's called suspension of disbelief. You're not supposed to think about what's physically possible.
Yeah, I suppose if all these shows and movies were factual, they'd be incredibly boring.
Yeah, Tom, Jason, and Keanu would be out of a job.
You got that right. But I'm sure they could find work. So, tomorrow, do we go straight to the sheriff's office?
Yes, I want to see if they have anything in addition to what Pierman sent us. Hopefully he has more info on the boys he went on the fishing trip with. Then we'll go out to the area and have a look around.
It would be great if we could find one of the people who went with him. They could give us a good idea of where he might have gone.
I agree.
Have you gotten anything back from Pierman about this Jonathan's uncle?
Nothing yet. Both of his parents died when he was still in high school, so it's the uncle or nothing.
Losing his parents that young would make him a prime candidate for rage.
Especially if something nefarious was involved. Kind of like what happened to you. You lost your parents and the military covered it up.
That's true. I was so upset with the government that I wanted revenge. Hank offered me a solution, and without thinking about the consequences, I agreed to help him. I really had no idea of the full scope of what rage was. I was just seeking justice.
And you ended up working for the very people responsible for the accident.
Yeah. Irony at its best. Or worst.
Lucky for you, the right people got to you, and eventually you got your justice.
Well, sort of.
They got him for acts of treason. He'll be put away for a long time, and those military charges are still pending. The wheels of justice turn slowly, but at least they're turning.
I suppose so. Well, we have a full day tomorrow. Thank Pierman for picking up the tab here. I'm turning in.
All right, then. See you in the morning.
More tracks just down the trail.
That doesn't surprise me. There are a few brave people who drive their quads and four-wheelers along these trails, but they don't venture in too deeply.
I'm pretty confident that we have the right set of tracks. Unless we find another pair like these, I say we follow what we've found.
I agree. Lenora, you know this area better than any of us. What is the jungle that they could use? It seems inhospitable.
That's the very thing they're counting on. They probably don't think anyone would be crazy enough to follow them.
Well, then call me crazy. Speaking of crazy, I think I hear Marco.
I know Joe Mac and Marco were originally from Australia, but why did you insist on him being part of this group? Why not Slane, for instance?
Marco did a lot of tracking work in the outback, and, you know, he's kind of grown on me. Hey, we were just talking about you.
Ah, so that's why my ears were burning. What did you find?
These tire tracks were made by a vehicle of the same make as Hanukkah's. It appears that it is headed into the jungle. It should be easy to follow until they run out of trail.
I was telling them that there are a few recreational riders throughout this area, but almost none will venture too far in.
Well, from what I heard about this place, I can understand why. So are we ready to start tracking?
We have an issue that we'll need to resolve before going in.
Oh, all right, let's have it.
Right before this next sleep cycle begins, we'll be experiencing a solar eclipse.
Well, that only lasts, what, maybe 3 or 4 standard minutes?
Unfortunately, no. Titan IV, as you may well know, has 6 moons. 2 of them are more than twice the size of Earth's.
Along with that, their orbits are more in line with the sun.
Meaning these eclipses can last for several hours. And because they are so large, they cover the entire sun. So it gets pitch black.
And I take it you really wouldn't want to be in the jungle during one of these blackouts.
That would be correct.
I don't think we should be wasting daylight. The longer we wait, the farther away they could be.
We can't risk being out there when this world goes dark.
Just what do you have in mind? We have about 2 standard hours of light left.
If I understood you correctly, the eclipse starts in about 2 hours, but it doesn't go dark right away, correct?
That's correct.
These roads don't go very far, which means they'll have to abandon their truck. We follow the tracks for no more than an hour and try to find it. Once we locate it, we can see if one of us could drive it back. When the eclipse is over, we return and track them from there.
Sounds good to me. we can eliminate a lot of searching if we know right where to go.
Tony for Jaffra.
Go for Jaffra.
Our plan is to follow the truck tracks for an hour. If we locate the truck, we will attempt to return it. That would put us back there before the blackout.
I like the plan. Slane and I will patrol the possible exits. We can meet near the bar when the eclipse starts. I believe if they have something planned, it will be during the eclipse.
I agree. We will return to that location in approximately 2 standard hours.
We'll be there.
All right. Let's move out.
Hey, welcome back. How'd it go?
Well, you know, it all depends on how you want to look at it. If you're looking for what could have been a juicy case, yeah, it went pretty well. If you're looking at it from the wife's point of view, not so good.
I see. I take it you suspect he's doing more than possibly having an affair?
Exactly. There were drops, double drops, diversions, the whole gambit.
It was like watching a spy movie. I was expecting someone to pull off a rubber mask and change their identity.
Well, Jim, if you were secretly hoping for a juicy case, I got a hit on the photo you took with your trusty binoculars.
Really? I wasn't sure I got a good shot. Which one was it?
It was the first one. The others from the park came up empty.
This sounds interesting. So, who is mystery man number one?
Well, I came up with nothing, but Sis ran it for me through Interpol. His name is Vladimir Kolokov. And surprise, surprise, he's Russian and wanted for suspected arms dealing.
What? An arms dealer?
Is this what you mean by a juicy case?
I'll say. Now we have a jurisdiction problem.
Well, that's what I was thinking. This will soon become a matter for the FBI or even the CIA.
We'll most likely become an FBI case. Right now, nothing illegal was done. McMillan left a paper on a bench and this guy picked it up. You'd always say you just wanted to look at the want ads.
Then why did we follow the newspaper to the park, only to see it thrown out with the note written on the page?
Well, because the paper was nothing but a cover for whatever was actually passed. It could have also been a dry run.
Well, whatever it was, there's reason enough to consider this a possible spy case.
So, you don't think they were just exchanging recipes?
No, I doubt it. Unless they were, like, bomb recipes.
So what do you want to do?
I'm going to talk this over with Kate, see if she thinks the feds need to get in on this. So far, no laws have been broken. I want to know what feds have on good old Vladimir here before we pursue it any further.
I can tell you right now that Bulldog Kate will want to jump right in with this one.
Maybe not. She's deeply invested in this bombing that almost took her and Nelson out. I'll tell her that I'll keep her up to date on what we find and turn things over if I find something suspicious is going on.
Well, that might work, but I can tell you that if she wasn't working this bombing case, she'd be here before you hung up the phone.
So what are we going to do now?
I'll notify Janet, tell her that everything we've witnessed so far is business in nature, but we'll stay on it if she wishes.
Business, huh? You mean like the spy business?
I'm not going to mention anything like that. I don't need to put her on alert. I don't want to risk her confronting him and ruin whatever facts we find out about what he's doing.
So this Vladimir guy is wanted for selling guns? We have those on every corner of Hanga.
What we're talking about is military-grade weapons, not legal to be sold to civilians.
Well, certain automatic weapons, rocket launchers, grenades, even missiles. Everything a well-armed army would have.
Wow, every Hangan's dream. It would be like a huge toy store.
Yeah, but here it's like every lawman's nightmare. It's hard to uphold the law when you're outgunned.
So I wonder what McMillan wants with an arms dealer.
Whatever it is, it can't be good. We need to get to the bottom of this ASAP.
How are our guests doing?
Complaining about everything. You'd think this was supposed to be a 5-star hotel.
Compared to what Boldabar Prison is like, it is.
I agree. In fact, I told them that Boldabar is much worse. All they would say is that it didn't matter. They wouldn't be in Boldabar.
So even after a failed attempt to escape, they still believe it's possible?
They won't admit to failure. They say that phase was a complete success, since Hanukkah and his guard escaped and managed to capture Joe Mack.
They knew about the kidnapping?
They said it was part of the plan. And since we didn't bring Hanukkah and the guard back, it must have succeeded.
Unless they were able to recruit some outside help, I don't think anyone will come after Lister and Ursula.
I agree. If anything is going to happen, it will be on our return trip to Voldemort.
Mercury, this is Liam.
Go ahead, Liam.
There's not much daylight left before the eclipse. Are they still searching for the captain?
That's affirmative. The plan is to search for an hour, and then make the hour trip back and rejoin Joffre and Selene.
I hope they don't try to stretch it out. There's no telling what comes out of the dark in that jungle.
Supposedly the locals have a fence about 10 standard miles out in electronic surveillance. So it should be relatively safe.
Yeah. Well, there's such a thing as holes in the fence, or maybe a tree falling over onto one.
From what I understand, the creatures here are similar to the ones on Death River. If that's the case, they'll be safe in the daylight.
If I remember correctly, Gabby, Marco, and the skipper encountered one in broad daylight.
That's true, but they remained still and the creature never saw them.
Let's hope the ones here act the same. Let me know if you hear anything. I'm getting ready for my sleep cycle.
Will do.
I kind of feel the same way Liam does. I'm hoping they won't encounter anything, but if they do...
Not going to worry about it. Gabby, Simon, and Marco have experience with the creatures, and Lenora can more than handle herself.
I suppose you're right. To tell you the truth, I'd much rather be out there than in here babysitting those two in the brig.
Just keep telling yourself those two are monetary units in your wallet.
I suppose you're right.
Go ahead and take your sleep cycle. I'll take mine soon. Georgia can keep watch.
Right now... That sounds like a plan.
Joffre to Tony.
Go for Tony.
Just advising you that you're nearing the 1 hour mark.
Copy that. We're keeping close watch on the time.
I don't hear the quads. Have you stopped for the time being?
Yes, we are on foot. It seems they drove the truck around in circles, and there are tracks leading into the heavy bush in several places. We can track better on foot.
I have Slane positioned in the north sector, and I'm more or less in the middle. If they double back, we should be able to pick them up.
Excellent. I don't think they can get back into town without us knowing about it. I'll contact you when we start back.
Sounds good. Our sleep cycle starts within the hour. We'll meet at the bar and split up into two shifts. One will stand guard and the other will go back to the ship for some rest. We'll take a 6 standard hour break, then switch.
Sounds good. See you in about an hour. Did everyone copy?
I copied.
Marco copied.
I copy. Simon, I'm returning to your position. My trail has doubled back to where it started.
Roger that. Marco, do you still have a trail to follow?
My trail's headed north, right for Lenora. The way the brush is lying, they didn't return in this direction.
I saw that trail, Marco. It led right to where I was searching.
I'm joining up with you, Joffre.
On our way. Gabby, do you see any movement?
Negative. Oh, it sounds like we'll need to make this quick. I'm hearing things I don't want to meet out here. Over here!
What did you find?
Due west, right between those two big trees.
Got it. Team, we've located the vehicle. Follow our tracks and join up. All right. Now let's move out.
Yep, it's abandoned.
I don't see anything.
There's something scratched into the ground over here. It looks like a G, an O, and maybe W. Gow?
I think that is for go W. Go west!
Joe Mack has left a clue. Will the team follow and return safely to the ship? Will Thornton have any luck with the sheriff? Who's this arms dealer Barnes stumbled across? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Trail of Darkness.